This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about the importance of being willing to go that extra mile for someone. Many times, I feel immediate joy in going the extra mile for another person, especially when I know they really need it. But then there are those times when I struggle to go the extra mile for myself, much less someone else. And I could just be exhausted or overextended or not really in the mood. But I have learned that it is these occasions when we should push ourselves to go that extra mile. Because remember, God always knows when we are pushing our limits. And so when I turn to the scriptures, I think about the story of Rebecca. Abraham sent his servant to find a wife for his son Isaac, and he loads up 10 camels with all sorts of gifts for this future wife. When he reaches this small town, he meets Rebecca. He asks her for a drink of water. She not only provides water for the servant, but also for all 10 of his camels. We can only imagine to the extent Rebecca inconvenienced herself because of all the trips she made back and forth to the stream to provide water for these 10 camels. The servant may not have known her sacrifice that day, but God knew. And in the end, Rebecca was asked to marry Isaac and would become a very blessed young woman. The words that I use to inspire me are, whoever brings blessings will be enriched, and one who waters will himself be watered. Proverbs 11:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, please God and go that extra mile for someone else.